Sold South by Jesmyn Ward.
The whisper run through the quarters like a river swelling to flood. We pass the story to each other in the night in our pallets, in the day over the well, in the fields as we pulled at the fallow earth. They ain't stealing us from over the water no more. We dreamed of those we was stolen from. Our mothers who oiled and braided our hair to our scalps. Our fathers who cut our first staffs. Our sisters and brothers who we pinched for tattling on us. And we felt a cool light wind move through us for one breath. Felt like ease to imagine they remained, had not been stolen, would never be. That be a foolish thing. We thought this later when the first Georgia man come and roped us. Grabbed a girl on her way from morning water. Snatched a boy running to the stables. A woman, after she left her babies blinking awake in their sack blankets. A man sharpening a hoe. They always came before dawn, for us chosen to be sold south. We didn't understand what it would be like. Couldn't think beyond the panic, the prying, the crying, the begging and the screaming. The endless screaming from the mouth and beyond. Sounding through the whole body, breaking the heart with its volume. A blood keen. But the ones that owned and sold us was deaf to it. Was unfeeling of the tugging the children did on their father's arms. Or the glance of a sister's palm over her sold sister's face for the last time. But we was all feeling, all seeing, all hearing, all smelling. We felt it for the terrible dying it was. Knowed we was walking out of one life and into another, an afterlife and a burning place. The farther we marched, the hotter it got. Our skin grew around the rope. Our muscles melted to nothing, our fat to bone. The land rolled to a flat bog, and in the middle of it, a city called New Orleans. When we shuffled into that town of the dead, they put us in pens, fattened us, tried to disguise our limps, oiled the pallor of sickness out of our skins, raped us to assess our soft parts, then told us lies about ourselves to make us into easier cells, was told to answer yes. When they asked us if we were master seamstresses, blacksmiths, or ladies' maids, was told to disavow the wives we thought we heard calling our names when we first woke in the morning, the husbands we imagined lying with us, chest to back, while the night's torches burned, the children whose eyelashes we thought we could still feel on our cheeks when the rain turned to a fine mist, while we stood in lines outside the pens, waiting for our next hell to take legs and seek us out. Trade our past lives for new deaths.